when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening to all you dear Blood River Radio fans out there. Good Blood River Radio family. We don't have fans around here. We have family. But it's so great to have you on tonight. Once again, we're here doing battle for all of our good people. And, you know, just in case you don't know, I can't believe this month, time is going so fast this year. It's April the 2nd in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2022. As we always say here on Blood River Radio, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved except under Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ Almighty, who came down to earth, he suffered, he was crucified on the cross, he died, he was buried, he rose again on the third day, he'll come again to judge the living and the dead. If you believe that, if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, and you voice it with your lips, you shall be saved. People, as you know, this is a Christian radio show, and we have a without further ado, I'm going to tell you, we have the one and only Dr. Michael Hill on. Everybody and his mama knows that Dr. Hill, he is the League of the South. He's the director of the League of the South, has been for over 25 years. And you also know we always start, us being a Christian radio show, we always start with a prayer. So Dr. Hill is going to lead us in prayer. So if you will, go ahead, Dr. Hill. Take off, brother.
All right, I sure will. Everybody, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day of service to you. We pray that you'll equip us to be your good and faithful servants. As your word says, let us be your battle axe, and you be our sword and shield in battle. Lord, give us victory. Give us courage to stay on the field until that victory is won, and give us the resources that we need to win that victory and win the subsequent peace, to reestablish a polity among our people that will honor you. Let us be your people and you be our God once again. We pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior and our commander, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Hill, General Hill. You've probably heard me say this, dear radio family, and I'll say it again many, many times. I can't believe it's going to be 5 years this August when we were in Charlottesville, and Dr. Hill led us. I was there embedded with League of the South. And, Dr. Hill, before we made a move out of that compound, I get chills thinking about it, Dr. Hill. Before we made one move out of there, Dr. Hill led us all in prayer. And I'm convinced that's why none of us got killed that day. Some people got killed, but they were on the other side. But anyway, people, before we go further, and you know, we always give honor to the people who keep this show going. The donors, without the supporters and the donors, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no Liberty News Radio. None of it would be in existence because it takes money to make it go. And this week, we have old Biscuit down there in Florida. Man, Biscuit is one of our... he's one of our heavy-duty supporters. He every month, just like clockwork, he sends us a good financial donation, and he never failed. He sent me also before I go to a he sent me a great card. I'm going to read it to you. But Mr. Winton Street, and he knows Mr. Winton Street knows who I am. Mr. Winton Street's been around a long time. He gave a real good donation. He was here last week up here in Memphis, come to visit me. We've been friends forever and a day. And he thinks we should do differently on the show. And most people do. He says we need to tone it down. But I said, no. In fact, we're getting ready to ratchet up. But he must like it pretty good. He gave us a donation. But anyway, I'm going to read this card. I've got two of them that are really emotional. Biscuit sent me from this Florida. It's from Florida, sent this to us. He sent one the other week talking about Gene. Anyway, because Gene gets more fan mail than I do, doggone it. But anyway, here we go. It says, Dear Eddie, just like the men depicted on the front of this card. And I was looking on it. Dr. Hill knows more about this than I do. It looks like there's, six is 12. It looks like there's 18 Confederate generals on this card. They sent me this birthday card. Just like the men depicted on the front of this card, you too are a Southern hero. And I don't think I'm trying to be an arrogant people, because I'm not. I promise you I'm not. But it's great when people think that highly of you. With meager resources, you take the fight to the enemy every week, and you keep your promise to give no quarter. He got no quarter in huge letters and exclamation mark. And that's part of our motto. It's at Blood River Radio. Give them the black flag, no quarter. So he's put no quarter in there. That's on the flag I designed for Blood River. He says, please accept my warmest regards to you on your upcoming birthday. May it be filled with many blessings and much happiness. Best wishes, Alan Biscuit. And thank you so much, Alan. I used to talk to Alan every couple of weeks, but it's been so busy for both of us, we don't get to talk much. Here's something that Frank White from up north sent me. This is pretty emotional here. He sent this card as kind of a thank you card. His mother died some time ago. I can't say his name. He's in a sensitive position. But he sent this card. He says, Dear Eddie, a thank you so much for the wonderful card and all the very nice things you wrote. I can be honest with you. When Mom died, the people that should have helped only hurt the situation. But it is always the case, the support did come, and it came from the people you didn't expect. And I would say it's just said love, but I won't say his name because he has a sensitive position. He sent me this little card from his mother's funeral. It's got a picture. Well, she was really pretty when she was young. But anyway, he put this quote and sent it to me. I forgot what you call when you encase something in hard plastic, you know, like your driver's license. And he sent this quote from Romans 10:9. And I'm always quoting this. It says, in fact, I just got through. This is Romans 10:9. I don't know which version of the Bible, but it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:12. And it's got a photograph of his mother in it. And I will keep that till I die. That's for sure. I mean, that's really, when people think that highly of you, send you stuff like that. I mean, you can't buy that. Anyway, one more announcement here. Next week, you know, if you've been wondering what happened to Monica Schaefer, she's been out a while. She's had a lot of stuff she had to do. She'll be back next week. And I guess I'm getting full of myself. She's going to play Happy Birthday to Me on her fiddle. And Rand, the old Alabama turkey hunter, is going to sing. I've already told him he's got to do that, man. And he said, also, I told him to play along on his turkey call as Monica plays on her fiddle. It's going to be one heck of a best of a birthday prayer song. As a personal note, people, I finished my last long run yesterday before the Nashville Rock and Roll St. Jude Marathon. Will be 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, hopefully, Lord, I will be through and we'll have made it. And we'll be headed home back to Memphis from Nashville. I'm going to run that St. Jude Marathon up there. There's one in Nashville, one in Memphis, and one in New York. And looks like that's all I got. One more note. Gene and Rand will be on the second hour tonight. And, you know, Gene, the old bitter ender. In fact, old Rand might even be coming on a little bit this hour right here to say, hey, Dr. Hill. Well, Dr. Hill, that's all the announcements, my brother. And I'm sorry it took me so long, but I'm so thankful you're on with us tonight. We have a couple of minutes before we go to the breaks, Dr. Hill, so take off and let us know what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, I just think it's great that you acknowledge your listeners like that. You do a great job of it, and I can see why they support your radio show, and I hope they will keep doing that, because you do take the fight to the enemy, sir. And I love that no quarter statement that you have. No surrender, no quarter. Show them the black flag. Sound like Stonewall Jackson to me.
That's where I got it from, Dr. Hill. That's where I got it. Matter of fact, when we were down there in Wetumpka, Alabama, never forget that. We were down there in June of 2017, July. I remember when I came back from down there, I was talking to James, and I said, man, we got that. That was so exciting and all this stuff. He said, well, that ain't going to be nothing. He said, remember, we're getting ready to send you to Charlottesville. Me and I thought, well, hell, it couldn't be too bad up there, you know. And so Mr. Sam Bushman, runs Liberty News Radio. They chipped in some shekels and sent me up there. And, boy, it was something else. But, yeah, Dr. Hill, you know, a lot of people don't know it. I don't like to talk about myself a whole lot, but I'm really emotional. And I get really attached to people. I love people so much. And I also hate our enemies with just incredible hatred. I've told people, if you could take the hatred I have for my enemies and distill it into water, I live within as the crow flies, about 8 miles from the Mississippi River. The Mississippi, and it dumped it in the river would come up out of its banks. God, I hate those people so bad.
Oh yeah, well, listen, you can't love if you can't hate.
I'll go for that. You know, Rand told me he's pulled up a scripture one day. I've used it myself too. I gotta hurry up, shut the hell, and go back to you. But you know, God, I've told our people. We've had people calling the show, texting the show. You need to quit saying you people it's a sin and hate and hate and hate. I said, well, if it's good enough for God, it's good enough for me. God said it's in scripture. God loved Jacob, but he hated Esau in the womb.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
It.
And we come back, Dr. Hill. We need to talk about that black flag one more time before we proceed. Well, people, we'll be right back. I always get really excited when we have Dr. Hill on. He's one of my heroes. We'll be right back, people. Hold on.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, folks, give them the black flag by God. No quarter. Give them no quarter. One more thing about that black flag, Dr. Hill said it came from, you know, I borrowed that expression from Stonewall Jackson. And his theory was, I think, a little bit harsher than General Lee's. He said, in fact, I'm going to shut up and let Dr. Hill go tell you all about that. I know we go down these rabbit trails, but I want to talk about that black flag a little bit because we had a webmaster design this flag, but I like the one I designed better. If you go on our website and look, there's two flags. The black flag, it's totally it's black on black. It has a red cross in the left corner. It takes up about a fourth of the flag coming out of a bloody river. And at the top, at the parallel bar. It has R. It's got a BRR, Blood River Radio. I designed that flag myself, and at the bottom right-hand corner, it says No Quarter. And I took a lot of pride in that. I get chills thinking about that. And Dr. Hill just brought that up. I was just wanted to mention of that. But anyway, Dr. Hill, you go ahead and talk about anything you want to. I got a few notes here, but don't let me forget to mention I talked to Miss Leah McMichael a few minutes before we came on the show. I'm just going to give a few notes that we had that we didn't bring up before when we had her on the program. We had Miss McMichael on the show. We had the detective on the show last week, Dr. Hill, and so we'll mention them a little bit. But anyway, Dr. Hill, this is your show. I've already talked more than usual. I didn't mean to talk this much, but anyway, go ahead, Dr. Hill.
All right, I appreciate that, Eddie. Well, one thing I'd like to do is to remind or inform your listeners out there that you and I and a host of others will be speaking at the 2022 League of the South National Conference in Lake City, Florida, on the weekend of the third and fourth of June. So I want you all to mark your calendars out there and see if you can't come down to Lake City. It's really conveniently located, about an hour west of Jacksonville, and right there at the intersection of I-75 going north and south and I-10 going east and west. Very easy place to get to, a very nice place, a lot of good restaurants and all. And we've got a good group down there who are putting this on for us, and it's going to be our 2022 National Conference. And besides you and me, Sam Dixon is going to be there to speak. Dr. Kevin McDonald, our old brother James Edwards is trying to get his schedule cleared out to be there. Rick Tyler will be there, another Tennessean. Ike Baker is going to be joining us.
Oh, wow.
Dr. David Duke. And a couple of good, two or three good league folks. Our intel officer, Jessica Rivas, and my chief of staff, Michael Tubbs, and my XO, Mark Tommy, are going to be there speaking as well. So we got about 9 or 10 speakers, and as you can see from this list, there are some good ones, sir. So we're going to have to be on our A game to keep up with these people.
You got that right. Maybe I'll just fake a sore throat that day, Dr. Hill.
But, you can't do that. You're always one of the most anticipated speakers, sir. Because you get up there and you tell it like it is.
Well, I take what they're hard up there waiting them. If I don't still get us all put in prison.
Time like we always do.
We surely, I had a ball. I can't remember when I had as much fun as we were down in Pine Level. Was that in September, I believe it was? What time flies? But man, we had a hell of a time.
We did. And we decided to go down to Florida this year. The Florida folks down there, I've been wanting to have a league conference down there for quite some time, and they were ready to do it. So we were certainly ready to let them do their stuff down there. And they always do a wonderful job with their Florida state meeting every year, and we're looking forward to them putting on the national conference for us this year. And it really is going to be a good event, I think. And you need to, if you haven't ever been to one of these, I'd encourage you to come. It's only $50 for your fee to get in, and that's a bargain to see hear some of the speakers you'll be able to hear, and meet some of these people too. We always have the speakers hang around, and everybody gets to meet them and get to know them and all kind of stuff like that. So it's a fun weekend for folks to get together and meet new people and see old friends, and don't have to worry about what you say to whom. You're going to be around a lot of friendly, understanding people who think and act a lot like you do. So we'd love to have all you folks out there in the listening audience. Check us out at the League of the South website, which is leagueofthesouth.com. And there's an icon on there which says 2022 National Conference, and it will give you the information. We're not going to give out the venue, the exact venue, until about about 14 or 15 hours prior to the beginning of the conference to keep Black Lives Matter and Antifa from creating problems for us. So we've got all kind of security measures in place. We got great speakers. We're going to have a great venue. It's in a wonderful place. So there's no reason for you not to be there. If you've been before, you know what I'm talking about. These are fun weekends, and they're very instructive weekends too. And this will be, God willing, another one of them. So I think this will be like our 27th or 28th national conference. So we've gotten a little bit of experience doing them, and very proud of the product that we put out sometimes here. So we're expecting a good time this year too. And there will be plenty to talk about. The theme of this conference is going to be getting active in real life.
Amen.
You know, so many of our people out there just, you know, want to get behind a keyboard and a computer screen and let that be the extent of their activism. And while there's nothing wrong with using that means, if that's where you stop, if you have other options, but you stop there, then you're not doing all you can. I'd go as far as to say you're really not doing your duty. Now, if you're not able to do anything more than that, I commend you for doing it. But if you're able-bodied, and even though you might want to keep your name and your face out of the public, there comes a point where you have to put it out there. And I think for us to win, we're going to have to do more than just be active on the computer screen and keyboard. We're going to have to get out into the streets and out into the public, speaking the truth to the public and showing them that we can get out there and do this. These streets, this public square belongs to us. We're the ones who this country was built for and given to. And if you don't believe that, all you have to do is go back and look at the founding documents, and it's very clear that white Europeans founded this country for the benefit of future generations of white European Christians. And that's who we are, and we're in the process of taking back our patrimony, and we will not stop until we have it back. And if we don't have it back by the time I go to my grave, I know that there'll be generations coming up behind me who will continue this fight. So we do what we can. We may see victory in our own day, or we may not, but we know what our duty is. And as the old saying goes, I was not asked to win. I was only asked to fight. So
yes,
we have a fight for you. We have an organization we can put you in and help you be a more effective fighter for your civilization and your people and your God. And we intend to win this war. I don't care how long it takes. We've had people who have kept us in the field for going on 28 years through thick and thin. We've been through some really thin times over the last 4 or 5 years from the fallout from Charlottesville. But we're still on the field. We're still fighting, thanks to people like you out there in the audience. And many of you I know out there, I won't call you by name, but I know that you listen to the show, and I know that you've supported us. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you've done and for what you will do in the future. But the League of the South has been around. We're no fly-by-night group. We've been around. We've earned our spurs, as they say. We all haven't always been successful. We've won a few and lost a few, as they say. But the thing is that we've never been afraid of the fight, and we won't. As long as I'm in command of this organization, we will fight, and we'll fight with everything we have. And we'll raise that black flag, too.
God, I've got chills 5 inches long. My God, we got to go right back to that as soon as we come back from this break, Dr. Hill. You've got me really fired up tonight, Dr. Hill. Like I normally don't need much firing up. I'm even fired her up or more. People will be right back with the one and only Dr. Michael Hill, the Warrior's Warrior. And that's why I love him so much. But we'll be right back, people, to the great Dr. Hill. So don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Ukrainian flag is flying over Chernobyl again. The government-owned energy firm announced the news on Saturday. In a post to Facebook, the Ukrainian Agency on Exclusion Zone Management wrote no Russian troops were near the site. Chernobyl was the scene of a major nuclear accident in 1986. Cleanup from the waste site is expected to be complete 40 years from now. More than 2,500 people have been evacuated from several hard-hit cities in the country as rescue efforts for civilians continue. More than 4,000 have been evacuated overall on Saturday. The head of Russia's space agency is floating the idea of ending cooperation in the International Space Station program due to sanctions issued by Western nations. Dmitry Rogozin, in a Twitter thread, says several rocket and space industry enterprises in Russia have been affected by the sanctions. His latest remarks comes after a mission ended recently. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called the Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
A judge has ruled the California law mandating corporations diversify their boards unconstitutional. The law, which passed 2 years ago in the wake of the police murder of George Floyd, required boards of publicly traded companies based in California to have a member from an underrepresented community, including race and ethnic communities. The conservative legal group Judicial Watch sought a permanent injunction last year. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the state's Ethics Commission. He's accusing the body of violating his constitutional rights and showing extraordinary bias against him. The Joint Commission on Public Ethics ordered Cuomo to turn over money from his book on his management of the COVID pandemic. State agencies in Virginia lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of the nation's capital. That's the conclusion from a report that was released Friday. Officials vowed to review it along with its recommendations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family, you're here tonight. And just in case you're tuning in, we have the one and only great Dr. Michael Hill. He's one of the very few warriors out there. Like I said, Dr. Hill's heard me say it. I don't want to go overboard, but I go so sick and tired. It makes me want to vomit. It really does. I feel like the next time I hear somebody say, peace, peace, we have to do everything peaceably, and we can't raise our voice. As a matter of fact, it's better if you can speak in a lisp, kind of like, you know, an effeminate boy. That's even nicer, because we don't want to turn anybody off. We don't want to scare any of these supporters that are going to come to our. Now, when it hits the fan, when it really hits the fan, they're going to come then. But they just can't. We just can't scare them now. Anyway, Dr. Hill is not that way. Dr. Hill, by God, is a by God warrior's warrior. And Dr. Hill, before we forget, we'll go back to you. But tell the people, Dr. Hill, how they can donate to the League of the South.
Well, we got shut down right after Charlottesville on PayPal and other similar electronic payment services. So although we're trying to work around that, and I do think people are able now to go on the website and maybe pay their conference fee electronically, and if they can do that, I think they might be able to donate that way. So you can check out our website for that opportunity, but also you can check it out for the address of my office here, and you can send a check, a money order, or cash to the League of the South and just designate what it's for. And we, right now, I guess it'd be a good time to give a short update of the Charlottesville trial. We're kind of in limbo right now. The motions have been, post-trial motions have been filed, and we still haven't really heard anything definitively from the judge. So we're kind of still in limbo. There's a possibility this may not be over for us. So I'm still encouraging people to send to the League of the South Legal Fund, because if we do have to go back to court, it's not going to be cheap for us. We have a extremely good lawyer, and good lawyers are not cheap. So, you know, we're going to need your help for that. And just to get back up on our feet, as I said before the break, we've been through some pretty thin times over the last 4 or 5 years. The enemy's really been assaulting us very heavily, and we've taken some casualties, as it were, to use military terminology. But we're still on the field, and we need ammo. And, you know, that ammo is money. Any time you're doing something like this politically, you got to have that war chest, as it were, to pay whatever cost you have to stay on the field. And anything you can give us, nothing, no sum is too small, and of course none is too large. But if you'll just go to the league website, www.leagueofthesouth.com, you can donate perhaps electronically, and certainly the old-fashioned way, by sending something in the mail to the office.
And I hope they will. I really do. People, like I say, the League of the South, I know other organizations, and they have their thing, you know. I guess they have their purpose. But I'm telling you flat out, in the end, it's going to come. In the end, there will be a time, maybe not in my lifetime. When it comes, I hope I do live there. That's one of the reasons I try to stay in good shape. And then that's not just a, what do you call it? I'm not, that's not just hyperbole or whatever, but, you know, you need, Dr. Hill said, I'm really excited when Dr. Hill comes on. Dr. Hill says you need to be activist. That's what he says. And he's so right. Matter of fact, Dr. Hill could have, written part of our website. He said that being on the radio, talking, doing things like this, speaking to your friends, that's one good thing. But you need to get out. People, on our website, it says, we think that radio hosts, like myself, it's not enough to sit on your butt behind a microphone. You need to get out, not just radio hosts, but everybody. You need to get out in the street. On our website, it says, we want to take it to the churches. We want to take it to the universities. We want to take it to the golf courses. You play golf, I don't. But most importantly, first and foremost, lastly, we need to take it to the streets. And I'm going to tell you something else you need to do. If you would do this, and it would really, really make my day. If you will send Dr. Hill some money, give him a donation, and please do this. Order some free Magnolia newspapers. And Dr. Hill, send some money, because it's expensive to ship that stuff. And you can take those newspapers, and you can, if you're too squeamish to hand them out in person, you can go and you can put them at people's doors at night. You know, I've done that. Hand the newspapers out. Talk to people. Tell them about what's going on. Tell them the League of the South is the only organization left around. So what we call, me and Dr. Hill call, matter of fact, Dr. Hill coined the word, we're combative. We're not peaceniks. Because in the end, and I'm going to shut up, in the end, if we keep our liberty, it's not going to be peaceful. We're not going to vote our way into liberty. It's like George Washington said about government. Government's not reason. It's not eloquence. Government is force. Well, so is liberty. And with that, I'm going to say one more thing, Dr. Hill, but I get really wound up when Dr. Hill comes on. Anyway, that's going to be some great speakers down there. I'm really looking forward to seeing Dr. Kevin McDonald and everybody. And so who could not love Sam Dixon? That guy is so great. Anyway, I'm going to shut up, Dr. Hill. I'm going to go right back to you. Oh, by the way, one more thing. People, I have my newspapers, and Dr. Hill sent them to me. I've taken them to the University of Memphis campus, a few to the communist stronghold, Rhodes is one of these hoity-toity, they're Harvard wannabes. They're not rich enough, not smart enough to get into Harvard, so they go to Rhodes here in Memphis. I'm going to take a few there, but I'm going as soon as my marathon is over, maybe before my marathon, but I guarantee you, I give you my solemn vow, I'm handing the lion's share of these newspapers going to be in Oxford, Mississippi, and the lion's share of the newspapers handed out in Oxford, Mississippi are going to be on the campus of Ole Miss. We're going to stick it right in the eye of the communist bastards down there. Anyway, back to you, Dr. Hill.
That's why I love you, brother. That's why I love you. Listen, we have to be bold and we have to be daring. We have a good publication there. It's an old-fashioned tabloid. We like to do a lot of things still the old-fashioned way because, you know, if you do everything online, somebody's got that kill switch in their hand and they can make it all go away in no time, in a flash. So when you have real stuff like a tabloid that you can hold in your hand and give to someone, then they can't circumvent you there. We're very proud of the Free Magnolia. We started it in 2007, so it's been around for 15 years now. Before that, we had a publication called the Southern Patriot, which was good too, but the Free Magnolia has taken it to a different level. We just put out a new issue. I'll be sending you some of those too, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Just got it back, I think, a week before last from the printer. It's a really good issue. It deals with our perspective on the war in Ukraine. So you'll want to get a copy. And if you'd like a sample copy, but you can always contact me through our website, and I'll be glad to send you a free sample copy of it. But, get out there and hand these things out. That's the least you can do is, you know, get two or three of your friends, get a couple hundred Free Magnolias, get you a Confederate battle flag and a League Black Cross flag, and just go stand on the sidewalk or at a traffic light or a four-way stop out in the country and just hand these out to people. You'd be surprised at how many thumbs ups that you'll get. We did this here in Lauderdale County, Alabama, a few weeks ago, handed out, you know, 400 or 500 copies on a Saturday morning, just cold as it could be. But we did that, and we got so much support. People just stopping, you know, handing you money. We said, no, we're not collecting money. We're just handing out free stuff to you. And people insist on giving you money, however. So there's support out there. And, you know, it's just like you said, sir. Whoever controls the streets is going to control the game here.
Yes.
And we can't just sit behind our computer screens and hope that we're going to win, although there is a place for those who do that. But we need to get active in real life, and that means in your local level you need to learn who you can trust and who you can't, who your friends are, who your enemies are, and who those are out there who you can bring over to your side. And this is going to be something that you're going to have to dedicate yourself to, folks, if you want yourself and your progeny that live in a free and prosperous country. You're going to have to do something about it, and that starts by getting active in the street.
Yes, sir. Well, Dr. Hill, we got to go to another quick break. Folks, hold on. We're going to another quick, exciting segment in just a second.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
is attorney Jason Ruff, general counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Blood River Radio family, you got a couple of things to say. Take it to the streets, like Dr. Hill said. Take it to the streets. Order some free magnolias. Please, God, do it. And send some money. It costs to ship them. And get out there. 10, 15, 20 papers. Spread the word. Like Dr. Hill said, if we don't take the streets, is your liberty worth? Are you going to turn your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren over to a bunch of sodomite, pedophile, child Satan worshiping rapist? Is that what you're going to do? Because if you don't get in and participate with this fight, that's exactly what's going to happen. Those people they're after your kids. And with that, I'm going to shut up and go right back to Dr. Hill, because he said he's saving the best for last. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Well, let me say this, Eddie. You know, for those of you out there who want to get into this fight, some of you I know have been in it for a long time, probably is longer than I have. But if some of you haven't and you want to get into it, realize what you're getting into. You're getting into a real fight. You're getting into a fight against people who want you dead, who want your children dead, who want, at very best, they want them enslaved and living in poverty. And as Eddie mentioned, you know, these are not nice people. These are pedophiles. These are people who hate God. These are not atheists. An atheist is someone who doesn't believe in God. These are God haters. And listen, if you will not name your enemy, you do not have a chance of beating him, because he has already got you cowed and in the corner. And listen, I know that a lot of you have a lot of trouble with doing this. Now, I'm hoping this is getting to be less of a problem week after week. But if you will not name your enemy, you will not defeat him. And I'm here to tell you that although we have numerous enemies, we have a main enemy. And if we don't concentrate on that main enemy, everything else is for nothing. And that main enemy is the international Jew.
Yes, it is.
And if you are too squeamish to say that and to think that and to believe that, then you have got to get yourself up to speed, as they say, and you have got to face reality. Because the reality is, when you look at what has been done, not just to the South, but to America and the entire white Western world for the last 100 years, especially the last 80 years or so since the end of World War II, you will see that the Jew has wormed his way into positions of authority and power in the institutions of the West and has eaten them out like termites from the inside out, and is in the process of destroying the civilization that your ancestors bled and died to pass on to you. And this has been done surreptitiously, but now it's being done out in the open. Did you ever think that you would live to see the day when, for example, transgenderism would be pushed openly and without shame like it's being pushed right now? That is only one factor in the whole panoply of things that they are doing to destroy our morality and our civilization. And if you will not stand up for yourself, please, please stand up for your children and your grandchildren. Because, well, I'm 70 years old, and I don't have that much time under the best of circumstances left to fight this fight. Some of you out there are much younger than Eddie Miller and I. And you are going to have to pick up this fight when we're gone. And it's going to be a fight for you, for your children and grandchildren, for our entire civilization. And the Jew must be thwarted in his plans, because his plan is your destruction on the road to his own world domination. And if you think that I am being hyperbolic here, overstating the severity and the threat of this case, you do your own research and you'll come to the same conclusions. To me, it is obvious who the enemy is and what needs to be done. He must be banished from our midst, or we are always going to be suffering from the same sicknesses that are plaguing us right now and have for the last 100 years. Because of the things that have happened over the past 100 years, we are not the same country that we were in our fathers' and grandfathers' day. And there is a reason for that. It did not just happen overnight by accident, or it didn't happen over the course of 100 years by accident. It was a purposeful plan. These people are laughing at you as they suck this country dry. And once they suck it dry, they'll move on to the next host, because that's what parasites do. And the Jew is the ultimate parasite.
Amen. And people, and the reason he's the ultimate parasite is, if you know the Bible, if you're a Christian, I know Dr. Hill knows this better than I, if it should come as no surprise to you why. Because why is the international Jew like that? The Bible, Jesus Christ states it plainly. The Apostle Paul stated it plainly. Peter stated it plainly. The Apostle Paul probably was more, vitriolic about it than Peter. But Jesus Christ, you've heard us say this scripture 1,000 times. First of all, they're their son, the devil, and they're going to do their will of the Father. If you want to know what it's like living around Satan, just look what these international Jews do, like Dr. Hill said. And I'll just give you one scripture. There's many of them in there, but you've heard us talk about it. Saint John 8:44 100 times, and I'll just paraphrase it. Jesus looks at the Jews and looks them square in the eye, and he tells them, he said, "You are of your father, the devil. The devil came to lie, to steal, to kill. He's the chief liar. He's the father of all lies. He told the first lie, and the truth is not in him." And he said, "And you, looking at these Jews, you will do the will of your father, the devil." That's why they're so evil. That's why they're so rotten and just perverse, because that's what the devil does. That's exactly. Now, Dr. Hill said they have infiltrated every single facet of our society. They own Hollywood. They own the media. They own the international corporations. They own the universities. You name it, they're there.
Own the U.S. government now, too.
Yes, they do. Dr. Hill named this perversion. I mean, they're teaching LGBT crap, Dr. Hill, in the schools. They're teaching you to hate yourself in so-called critical. They dress these horrible things up, concepts in these wonderful, you know, they control the narrative. They call it critical race theory. That means hate whitey. And I'm talking too much, because I shouldn't speak that much when we have a guest on. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
No, absolutely. I would have said the same things you said. They dress all this up in this language, but what it really means in the end is the hatred of whites leading to white genocide. Can you imagine what this country is going to be like for whites when we become the numerical and political minority in this country, what's going to happen when there is no constitutional protection, there is no legal protection for you, and you're at the mercy of a democratic mob of non-whites who have been taught from the cradle to hate you and your children? That's the nightmare scenario that you're going to face if you're young, and certainly your children and grandchildren are going to face if we don't do something about it. And nobody is coming to save us. There is not going to be any earthly savior. Christ himself, when he comes back, he's going to come back, but he's not going to come back until we've done our duty, and that is to fight these people like the enemies of God and the enemies of our civilization that they are. And when I say fight them, I mean do whatever is necessary to save ourselves and our civilization and banish them from our midst, because they are, as Scripture says, of the devil himself. Now, you don't compromise with evil. What do you do with evil? You fight it and you destroy it. That is it.
That's the only way. You know, Dr. Hill, it's them, it's the devil or us. You're absolutely, we have to resist the Satan. We have to resist the devil. And Dr. Hill is right. I wish we had more time. Well, I could give you scripture after scripture after scripture from the Holy Bible to my left right here. These Jews, they hate you. They hate your mother and father and your grandparents. They hate your children. They, like Dr. Hill said, they want you dead. They're doing it right now, Dr. Hill, but it's what we call with the open borders, with, you know, Dr. Hill, I get really wound up, brother. You know, diversity. They want diversity. Diversity means white genocide, but they're trying to genocide us in our country with open borders. They're trying to, they're trying to kill white people in the Ukraine and Russia. That's another whole story. But Dr. Hill is right. I'm right, but they want nothing more. They will not be satisfied until the heavens and the grave. Dr. Hill coined this term. I'm going to go back to Dr. Hill. First, Dr. Hill said this years ago. They came for the linen, your flag. Then they came for the stone. They've got both of those. Now, sweethearts, they're coming for your lily white flesh, Dr. Hill.
Absolutely. I did say that several years ago, and I'm very proud of that. And I do think it's absolutely true. They came for our flags. They came for our monuments. And now they're coming for our flesh and blood. And that's the end game for them, the flesh and blood of those they hate. And that's us.
And, you know, Dr. Hill, I think a lot of our listeners know Dr. Hill, it's no longer you know, the queers used to be in the closet. Now they're very proud of being queers. Our people have allowed the queers and the pedophiles to take the streets. We need to retake these streets. But did you ever think you see in your lifetime, people, and Dr. Hill, that you would see the queer flag fly at all American embassies? Dr. Hill, I've been told that at every American embassy all over the world, we have them all over creation. They have we have the Yankee flag, and we have the that queer flag flying out. And that's one of the reasons, Dr. Hill, that they hate Vladimir Putin, because he's a Christian. Did you ever think you'd see that, Dr. Hill, with these? Now, Dr. Hill, one more thing I was going to say. They're actually saying, they're starting to say that pedophiles are not to be, it's okay to be a pedophile. But, Dr. Hill, take us out. We've run to the end of the hour, but give us the last word, Dr. Hill.
Well, I tell you what, you'll never see one of those homosexual flags flying by the Confederate flag. I'm telling you that. If I ever see one, I know one of them's coming down, and I know which one it is.
Got that right.
No, everybody, you need to be warriors. You need to make that dedication right now to be a warrior for your people.
And people, you just got through hearing the warrior. I'd follow him, that man, to hell, and we probably will have to before too. People, hang on. We've run out of time for this hour. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to put up Gene Andrews, the Bitter Ender, and Ran, the Old Turkey Hunter. Be right back.